Surely she'd come home. But 4 long years had passed and Letty still hadn't returned. The wind picked up as Chase approached the barnyard. He paused on the hill and noticed Letty's brother's beloved Ford truck parked outside the barn. A rush of adrenaline shot through Chase, accelerating his heartbeat. Involuntarily, his hands tightened on Firepower's reins. Lonnie had news. News that couldn't be relayed over the phone. Chase galloped into the yard.
"Evening, Chase," Lonnie muttered as he climbed out of the truck.
"Lonnie."
He touched the brim of his hat with gloved fingers.
"What brings you out?"
"It's about Letty."
The chill that had nipped at Chase earlier couldn't compare to the biting cold that sliced through him now. He eased himself out of the saddle, anxiety making the inside of his mouth feel dry.
"I thought you should know," Lonnie continued, his expression uneasy.
He kicked at a clod of dirt with the toe of his boot.
"She called a couple of hours ago."
Lonnie wouldn't look him in the eye, and that bothered Chase. Letty's brother had always shot from the hip.
"The best way to say this is straight out," Lonnie said, his jaw clenched. "Letty's pregnant, and the man isn't going to marry her. Apparently he's already married, and he never bothered to let her know."
If someone had slammed a fist into Chase's gut, it wouldn't have